Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special Sfam Yoshe Vitzion for Mirani Mirazi Shiachu, for Chaylim, Uchatufim, for Golam again, Vreel Amatim Ben Dvora, Arileb Ben Fegaleya, and for Nechagid Abbas Wahim Tzvi, Mishabesh Nari Sol Moshe Mordechai, Rabbi Neil Krakel, Shita Em Cholanu Ben Eleyem. And we're continuing our series, Rambam, Hilchos Malachim, Perek Vav, Halacha Hei, Shleshik Savim, Yoshua sent three letters. Before he came into Eretz Yisrael, the first one he sent, anybody who wants to run away should run away. And then he sent another letter, you want to make peace. And then he sent the third letter, if you want to make war, then make war. So then why were the Yoshvei Givon, we know in Yoshua Perek Tes, they made this whole ruse to trick the Jewish people into making a bris with them. And they said they're from a faraway land. So why do they have to play that game? Let them just say, we want to make peace. So the answer is, says the Rambam, first they weren't Makabel Shalom. They thought, that's it, it's too late. So therefore they made this trick, and they said that we're from a faraway land, and therefore you should make peace with us, we're not from the seven nations. So why did it bother the Nisim so much? Where they would have smitten them with a sword, they would have slain them with a sword. Without the Shavuah, if not for the Shavuah. The answer is because they made a covenant, they made a bris. It says, you're not allowed to make a bris. But rather, the din is that they have to be for servants and a tribute. They have to agree to serve the Jews, to pay taxes or whatever. So that's various explanations, the Mas Avodim. But they really had to take upon themselves this servitude. And they didn't. They just made a bris. And since it was taken, this bris was made under mistaken pretenses. They should have been killed, but since they misled the Jews, but it would have been a chil Hashem, so the Jews didn't kill them. So that's why they made the. That's why the Nesim were upset because they. They shouldn't have made the bris. The din is that they should be lamas avodim. And the Ravid says this is a shibush, this is a big mistake, that Yehoshua only sent to make peace before they passed the Yarden, but after they passed the Yarden, they're not makabel anymore. And according to the Rambam, as the Ravid understands, they're makabel them b'shalom, even after they pass over the Yarden. So, Mimela, the Ravid argues with the Rambam, and he says only this whole thing only works, this peace offering only works before the Jews pass the Yarden. And the Rambam says it works even after the Jews pass the Yarden. Ad kan b'divrei Rambam ve'Ravid, v'anach l'chim b'darko shem oreinu v'rabbeinu mo'reinu l'shmo l'zichro tavis nefesh, ha'gon ha'godah Reb Dovid zatzal v'lecha Mishnah, brings the kasha of the Ramban. The Ramban, perish ala teiro, parashas shoftim, dvorim perik chof, posuk yud aleph, my isu krisas bris iko hacha. What is your krisas bris? Is there? Very kiblu alatz mashal labad avad azara. They accepted upon themselves not to serve idols. So what's the isu krisas bris? Why aren't you allowed to make a bris with them? They were makal himself not to serve idols, and he brings the pasuk in Yeshua that says that they said we're with your God. So mamela they're off idols. They're off the idol addiction. So, Memaila, Hakol Takin, Mabaya. B'chai Gavna, there's no Isser, as the Rambam writes, Akum 10:1, an increase is bris. So, the Ramban is Doicha, for this reason, the Ramban, that there wasn't a problem making a bris. However, we see Mefush like the Ramban, and like the Rambam, in the Yerushalmi Kedushin 4:1, cited by the Yalkut Shimon and Yeshua Perek test, that the Givonim said, we're going to cheat the Jewish people, we're going to mislead the Jewish people, and they're going to make a bris with us. Manavshach. Yargo asanu, avra al-shua. If they kill us, they're over on the shua. Yikaim osan, if they let us live, yavra al-exer, they're over on the exer, not to make a bris. So you see that you're not allowed to make a bris. Like the Rambam was correct, according to the Yerushalmi. They're not allowed to make a bris. Because if they keep us alive, they're over on the exer, not to make a bris. But the kasha is, ma baya? That if they're makabel upon themselves not to be avodah zarah, kol b'seder, shall asot itam brit. Ve'in shemot b'lecha mishnah shik shemashikasav haramam shloyed lam lichot lam brit ela yadinam yishu lamas avodim. The Rambam says here that they have to take upon themselves. It's also to make a bris. They have to take upon themselves this servitude, and tribute. The Rambam says in the 10th parak of Os Melacha Melacha Aleph that it's enough that they should stop serving Avodah Zarah. Either they stop serving Avodah Zarah or they're killed. But it's not stop serving Avodah Zarah. He doesn't mention Mas Vavis. So why here in Malachim 6:5 does the Rambam say that there has to be Mas Vavis, and in Hilchos Avodah Zarah the Rambam says nothing of the sort. Just they have to stop serving Avodah Zarah. Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Tzadi Gimel, says the Rambam relied in Hilchos Avodah Zarah on what it says over here. V'kamuvan sheze tachuk me'ot l'mar k'davar kaze. Ol b'lecha Mishnah Iksha, what's the hataya b'kabalas mas v'avdus v'reze boi l'chol b'chol mulchama? Wait a second. First of all, there's no iser to be koyres a bris if they're makabel upon themselves not to be Oved Avodah Zarah. And second of all, this whole problem that they misled them to be makabel mas v'avdus, that they weren't makabel mas v'avdus, and they thereby misled the Jewish people, that's required for all wars, even if they're not from the seven nations. So the fact that they weren't mechayiv them in mas v'avdus, b'lav ha'chiyu shelo kidin. B'lav ha'chiyu shelo kidin. Even if they were from the seven nations. So what's the hataya over here? What is the misleading of the Jewish people? There's no mass of avdus no matter, there should be mass of avdus no matter what, no matter where they came from. So the Jews made their own mistake. The Jews did something wrong regardless of what the Givonim said. They should have made the mass of avdus b'chol matzah. V'alzeh yesh letaretz. So how can we answer this kasha? That maybe mas va'avdus is only b'boim aleim lemilchoma. It's only when there's a war. There mas va'avdus is required. Shehu ha'inyan, as we see in the pasuk in the Torah, in Shoftim. V'yayim shalom tancha, ufas chaloch, v'haya kol ha'am, anim tzava, yu lecha, lamas va'avaducha. You look in the Mefarshim. What Lamas Vavaducha says. Rashi says, Achi Kabbalah Leim Mas Vishibud. So they have to accept tax and Shibud. So, Kasha is, that Mas Vavdus, you can answer this Kasha. We just asked the Kasha whether they mislead them anywhere they're chayvin Mas V'Avdus regardless of where they came from. No. Maybe Mas V'Avdus is only when they're coming for war, which is the Givonim, the seven nations in Eretz Yisrael. They're out for war. Aval afi divreihem, but according to their false words, that they're from a faraway land, there's no inyan of milcham over here. And there's no din of Mas V'Avdus b'kritat briti mahem. So there's no inyan of war. So that's why they didn't demand they do Mas V'Avdus. My time also Shapir Gam Kane Mashalo, my time Lois Kil Rambam Perakud Mas Vavdus. And now we also understand why the Rambam doesn't mention Mas Vavdus in Perakud. Because that's only if they're coming for war. But in Perakud, it's talking about where there's no Indian of Milchama. So that would answer that Kasha the Lecha Mishnah, why the Rambam there doesn't mention it, because Mas Vavdus is only in a case of war. But if there's no war to be fought, there's no potential war, so then Mamela and the Mas V'Avdus isn't necessary. And so Taka writes in the Sefer Dina Techaya and the Smag, Aval, Abayayi, Shemashmu'ut Evrei Rambam Kan, Hi She'inyan Mas V'Avdut, Meshach Shayach, Li'isul Kritat Brit. The Mashmos of the Rambam is that the Mas V'Avdus is Shayach to the Krisas Bris. Ma Koteva Rambam Po, Tamid, L'dayek b'kol mila b'lishono ha'zahav shel ha'rambam. B'nei she'chkartu lehem brit, v'rei hu omer, lo tichot lehem brit, ela yadinam shu lamas v'avadim. They made a bris. We're not supposed to make a bris. Rather, mas v'avdus. Az rim et ha'kesher po, b'ein, Habrit lemas ve'avdut. V'rei omer lo tichot lehem brit. There's no bris. Rather, they have to be avodim. השאלה היא, אינו מובן כלל, מה עניין מס ועבדות לכריתת ברית, שאינו עניין כלל המלחמה? What does mass and avdus have to do with making a covenant which has nothing to end when it has nothing to do with war? How does mass and avdus find its way in here in the context of there's no war involved over here, so what does the mass and avdus have to do with anything? In other words, the Rambam seems to imply there's a kesher between the bris and the mass and avdus. But if there's no war at hand, then what's the kesher between the bris and the mass and avdus? If, as we said before, it's true, it's the only time they're obligated in Mas V'Avdus is when there's a war at hand. But if there's no war at hand, then there's no inyan of Mas V'Avdus. So therefore, what does that have to do with Krisus Bris, the Isser of Krisus Bris, which you're making to avoid a war? So, Data Chinuch, ומצוות צדי גימל, שהלאו של כריתת ברית נוהג בשאר אומות עובדי עבודה זרה בשעת מלחמה, ובשבעה עממין בכל גוונה. סדס החינוך is that the love of Krisus Bris is talking about the other umos that are עובד עבודה זרה בשעת מלחמה, the Zion עממין בכל גוונה, and the Mishnah and the Minchas Chinuch, he brings the Mishnah Melech. He writes that the Chinuch doesn't hold like the Rambam. The Minchas Chinuch writes again. The Das Chinuch is that the love of Krisus Bris is knowing b'sha'ar umois ovdei avodah zarah b'sha'as milchama, and b'zayin amimin in every instance. That's where you have the love of Krisus Bris. That is the opinion of the Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch brings the Mishnah Melech, who writes that the Chinuch doesn't hold like the Rambam, who wrote that the Isser of Krisus Bris is with all Ovdei Avodah Zarah. And the Minchas Chinuch himself writes that that's what the Chinuch says at the beginning, but then afterwards he writes explicitly that even B'Sha'ar HaUmois, even if they're not Ovdei Avodah Zarah, B'Sha'as Milchama. That even B'Sha'ar HaUmois, B'Sha'as Milchama. So to get it clear, the Chinuch says is that the love of Krisus Bris is talking about the Sha'ar HaUmois of the Avodah Zarah B'Sha'as Milchama, Zayin Amin in every case. The Minchas Chinuch brings the Mishnah Melech, who writes that the Chinuch argues with the Ramban, that the Isser Krisus Bris is b'chol ovdei avodah zarah, but the Chinuch himself notes that that's what the Sefer Chinuch writes at the beginning. The beginning he argues the Rambam, but then weiter he agrees. He says it's also talking about b'shar umos, b'shas milchama. That there's a love of Krisus Bris. So the Chinuch does hold like the Rambam that it's talking about the other umos, and not like the Mishnah Lamelech learned that the Chinuch is arguing with the Rambam. However, apparently what the Mishnah Melech means is that according to the Chinuch, the Ikar is only b'milchama. The Ikar is that it's only b'milchama. Just b'zayin umos, where it's a milchemes mitzvah, it's always a matzav of milchama, like we spoke about in our shiurim in Perakei Halacha Aleph, and also in Halacha Dalet. Mashenkim l'das ha-Rambam, shelo hiskir b'shar aku milchama, eino inyan klala milchama. So according to the Rambam, he doesn't mention anything about war, so it has nothing to do with war. And that's against the Chinuch, like the Mishnah Lamelech writes. So the Chinuch says is that that there's a lav of Krisus. The lav of Krisus Bris is only if the Umma is over the Avodah Zarah. Okay, that's not an argument. The question is, if they're over the Avodah Zarah, does it have to be Shas Milchama or not Shas Milchama? According to the Sefer HaChinuch, it's a Kashula Milchama. only if there's a potential war, then there's an issur of krisas bris with the umos of the avodah zarah. Shiva umos were always b'shas milchama, but the other umos, according to this sefer achinuch, there it's only going to be usur if it is shas milchama. And according to the Rambam, it has nothing to do with milchama. So that would be the machlokas. The Menchas Chinuch wanted to argue with the Mishnah LeMelech, because he brings the Mishnah LeMelech who says, L'das HaChinuch, it's only about Milchama. The Sefer HaChinuch brings the Mishnah LeMelech who says that the Chinuch argues with the Rambam. And then the Men, who writes as the Isser Krisis Bris B'chol of the Avodah Zarah, and the Menchas Chinuch says, Mapitom. That's what the beginning argues with the Rambam. Then he has to agree with the Rambam that there's an Isser Krisis B'chol of the Avodah Zarah. So the answer is that what the Mishnah Melech means is that the Rambam holds that it's lo kashur l'milchama. It's not connected to milchama. There's an issur krisus b'chol avdei avodah zarah, even shelo b'shas milchama. And according to the Sefer Achinuch, it's only b'shas milchama. So that's the machlokes. And b'zayin amin, roiz b'shas milchama. So that is yesh machloket meforeshet bein ha-Sefer Achinuch lebein ha-Rambam, like the Mishnah Melech writes. And for this reason, we can answer the kasha of the Minchas Chinuch that from Divrei Rambam in Perek Yud Milchos Avodah Zarah we see that we require just merely that they don't serve idols. And in the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim it would appear that it's not enough, as we discussed in earlier shiurim, it's not enough that they don't serve idols, but they have to be mekabel all the Zayin mitzvahs. So that's, which one is it? Is it enough Shelo Yavdu Avodah Zarah or Kabbalah Zayin mitzvahs? Tshuva. But in Hilchos Malachim we're talking about where they came to war. Shebo lemilchama v'din shalom rak b'kabbal zayin mitzvahs. So if they're coming to war, so then they need to be mekabel zayin mitzvahs, like we saw earlier in Halacha Aleph. Mashenkin the Rambam Hilchos Avodah Zarah is talking about beloy milchama v'hu lav nifrad al brit lo'avdei avodah zarah mishvachei kol shekiblu lav l'asher lav l'avodah zarah leka yisura. So there's no Isser in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. The Rambam is talking about a separate lav on making a covenant with Avodah Zarah. And therefore it's enough that they should be Avodah Zarah. So again, there's no stira. The Rambam says in Hilchos Malachim that they need to be mekabel Zayin mitzvahs and to make peace with them. And the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah says it's enough that they just stop serving idols. So the answer is that in Hilchos Malachim it's talking about where they came to war. They came to war, the Din Shalom is only b'kabbal zayin mitzvahs. Ma she'en ken, the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah is talking about without a milchama. Even without a milchama, again, that's his point of argument with the Chinuch. The Chinuch holds it's only, you're not allowed to make a bris for shas milchama if they're of the Avodah Zarah. And the Rambam says that it doesn't have to be a milchama. It doesn't have to be with lo kesher l'shas milchama. You're not allowed to make a bris with Avodah Zarah. There it's enough that they're makabel upon themselves not to be Avodah Zarah. In Hilchos Malachim, it's only the Kabbalas Zayin mitzvahs because they're coming to wage war. And then in Hilchos, that's more chamor. But if they're not coming to wage war, then you just make a bris even with that, just so they agree not to serve idols. So he's talking about two different scenarios. And so it's in the Sefer Mishnas Chachamim, Perek Yud Halacha Beis over there, Ayin Sham. And then Achal Chozrim, Lakushya, שהעמדנו לפני כן, מה עניין מס ועבדות לעניין לאיסור כריתת ברית. That the Rambam connects between the two. The Rambam says that you're not allowed to be kores bris, but rather אלו הידינם שהיו למס עבודים. מה הקשר? There's an issue of krisas bris, so just be makabel upon yourself the Sheva mitzvahs. If it's Shas Mocham, Shaloi B'Shas Mocham, just be makabel upon yourself not to be Ovei Avodah Zarah. That's enough. You just be makabel upon yourself not to be Ovei Avodah Zarah, and then you're allowed to make a bris. So why does it say no? There's an Isser Krisis Bris unless they're makabel Mas V'Avdus. Ma Kesha? Where it says not to make a bris, it says nothing about Mas V'Avdus. So, זה דבר שצריך לברר, וחוץ מזה, אנחנו רוצים להבין ועיקר הדברים, מה שהקשה כבר עליך משנה, שכיוון שלדעת הרמב״ם, אסורה כריתת ברית בכל עובדי עבודה זרה. Are we saw in the Rambam that all of the Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to make a bris. All of the Avodah Zarah. אז מה ההטייה של הגבעונים? הרי בלאו הכי אסורה כריתת ברית ממם גם אם היו מארץ רחוקה. What does it mean? Doesn't matter where they came from. What does it matter what their geography was? You're not allowed to make a bris with them because they're of the Avodah Zarah. It's an issue of all of the Avodah Zarah. What does it matter that they're not from the Sheva Amimin? Ain't Shem Belechem Mishnah, Bagois Mishnah Lamelech. And the Chinuch and Mitzvah Tzadi Gimel that we referenced moments ago. As Kushya Nosefet. As Man Yan Mas V'Avdus L'Ni Nisul B'Kritat Brit. V'Gam, Im Yesh Isur L'Asot Brit Im Ovdei Avodah Zara, as Kan, הם עובדי עבודה זרה? אז זה לא משנה. אנחנו ממשיכים הלאה. אנחנו גם צריכים להבין, לשיטתו, מקשה הסמג, מושיית הסמג, אם מצוות לא תעשה ממזיין, גם תוספות יבמות, דף חב ג' עמוד א', בדיבור המתחיל, ההוא, עבודה זרה דף חף, בדיבור המתחיל דאמר, אז הם הקשו משלמה, שקרת ברית עם חירם, מלך צור. How did he make a bris with חירם? It's a special love בכל עובדי עבודה זרה. יש לציין אגב, שהרמב״ם בספר המצוות, אותו רמב״ם, בספר המצוות, מצוות לא תעשה מם ח' כותב הזהירנו, מקרות ברית עם הכופרים ולהבטיחם על כפירתם. רוצה לומר עם שבעה עממין. הוא אמרו יתעלה לא תכרות להם ברית. זאת אומרת, they are not allowed to make a bris with the seven nations. That's funny, because the Rambam in הלכות עבודה זרה, פרק י' פרק יוד, writes in הלכה א', אין קורס אין בריס לא עבדי אבוי דזור. Not only the שבעה עממין. So there is a, there is a ksavya that says, that there is a girsa that says שבעה עממין. However, in early manuscripts we have עבדי אבוי דזור. So, if that's really the correct Yirsa, which we'll assume it is, then we have a stir on the Rambam, is it for, only for Ovdei Avodah Zarah, only for the Sheva Amimin. But I'll call upon him, if you hold it for the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, Chlal, how did Shlomo Melech make a bris with Chira Melech Tzor, the king of Tyre? There's a lav b'chol Ovdei Avodah Zarah. And that the Tosis writes that it's only us or Krisis Bris, L'shem Avodah Zarah, it's not Mashma like that in the Rambam, or as Mashma any Krisis Bris is answer. And that the Lechem Mishnah writes that it's L'tzorach Eitzim Shal Beis HaMikdash, it's Gam Lo Muvan. V'chidin, Asay Doche Lo Tasei Ne'amal Kan, what does an Esay Deich HaLois say? We need the Binyan Beis HaMikdash to Memele Yolah to make a Bris. If there's a Heter, what's the, if there's a Lav here, what's the Heter L'tzorach? And that the Tosis writes, they're Gerei Toshav, זה כבר חידוש מאוד גדול. אז זה תמוע מאוד לדעת הרמב״ם. איך עשו ברית? איך שלמה המלך עשה ברית עם מלך צור. גם צריך עיון בשיטת הרמב״ם, במה שכתב שם בפרק י' הלכה ו', בלב של ישיבת אקום בארץ ישראל. So in order for Goyim to live in Eretz Yisrael, they have to makabel the Zayin mitzvahs, begeder gerei toshev. And bezman hazeh, there's no noeg, there's no yovel, there's no yovel, there's no ger toshev, there's no ger toshev, there's no Goyim in Eretz Yisrael. So this obviously created quite a problem for the rabbinic establishment at the birth of the state. We want to have a halachic state. So how do we allow goyim in the country? Especially today, I must say that b'chesed Hashem Aleinu, we have many goyim who come here and serve as aides to old people. And they are, I must tell you, as somebody who has one in the family, absolute lifesavers. I'm saying they work 24/7, and they do very, very hard work, and they don't get paid. I mean, for them, for compared to what they're getting, they would get in their homelands, they're getting paid a lot, and everything is taken care of. Their health insurance is taken care of, and their visas are paid for, and they get spending money, and they get salary, and they get benefits. It's they definitely are for them. It's a good deal, but it's extremely hard work. It's obviously hard to find Jews who are willing to do it, because almost I don't know anybody. I mean, I don't know any. I've never seen an old person who has an aide who's Jewish. They're always non-Jews. But how do you let them in the country? They're not keeping the Shevet Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. Many of them are Christians, so they're not the Makabal one God. So this okay. So Rav Herzog wrote a famous article, and many others have discussed this question. But in principle, in theory, in an ideal world, people can take care of themselves. We don't need the people to come from Philippines and places like that to take care of them. So Goyim aren't allowed in Eretz Yisrael unless they're Makabla to be Gerei Toshev. And there are no Gerei Toshev as man as there's no Yovel. So they have to be Makabel Zayin Mitzvahs, and as man as it's not Shaykh. Ayin Shem Basagas HaRayvid, B'Kesef Mishnah, B'Minchas Chinuch Mitzvah Tzadi Dalit. So then the question presents itself, Mai Shal Enyin Kvitzis Buris, Shelo Hitzchichel Shelo Yabdu Avay Dezova. And they didn't need the other Sheva Mitzvahs, they didn't need Chalos Gerei Toshev. אז אלו השאלות שלנו. אנחנו שאלנו מה עניין מס ועבדוס לאיסר קריסס בריס. Who says that to avoid איסר קריסס בריס you need מס ועבדוס? And if anyway the Givonim were of the Avodah Zarah, so then what's the Hataya? How do they mislead the Jewish people? You know, that I make a bris with any of the Avodah Zarah, what does it matter where they came from? Also we had a Stira in the Rambam. Is a bris only us or with the Shivamin or with all the Avodah Zarah? And we also asked, why Lin increases bris? Is it enough that they don't serve Avodah Zarah, but to live in Eretz Yisrael? They need to be makabel upon themselves the Sheva Mitzvahs. Azeh Rabotai Baruch Hashem, Zeh Tamid Beshvili Achelek HaKasheh Lehavin Et HaKushiyot VeLesader Otam VeLahamid Otam VeAz Anachnu Megi'im וגם אתה מרגיש את הקושי, את הקושייה, את הקושי, וזו הרגשה קצת לא נעימה, כן? זה לא מסתדר, לא מסתדר. אבל מצד שני, זה נפלא מאוד, כי מתוך החושך רואים את האור, כי הישב בחושך, השם אור לי, כמו שכתוב בפסוק. ואין אדם עומד על דברי תורנו, כן נכשל בה, צריך להתחיל. בחושך מחושך, ואחר כך מגיעים לאור המאיר. כן, אז זה נפלא מאוד, זה משמח מאוד, וזה שמחת התורה, ובאמת יש דיון, יש תשובה על זה ברב עובדיה יוסף. אם מותר ללמוד בשבת בעיון, כי אדם מתקשה בכל מיני קושיות וקשיים, אבל מצד שני, זה נפלא מאוד, כי כשהוא מגיע לתירוצים ולמהלך, אז זה אור בעיניים, זה כמו שאני נוהג לומר, מדר טנצין אופן דח, צריך לרקוד על הגגות. אז מצד שני זה נפלא מאוד, נפלא מאוד. אז מי רי ורבי סי, אני מודה לכם מאוד 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 שהאזנתם. אני מקווה שההאזנה הייתה ערבה עליכם, כמו, לפחות כמו שמסירת השיעור הייתה ערבה עליי. ובשיעור הבא אנחנו כבר נתחיל, נתנו לכם הנחה הפעם, רק שיעור אחד של קושיות, לפעמים זה שני שיעורים, שלושה שיעורים. הפעם רק שיעור אחד, חצי שעה של קושיות, וכעת, אנחנו בשיעור הבא, אנחנו נתקדם לקראת התשובות ומהלך בסוגיה, ויש לנו בעזרת השם לפנינו דרך נעימה, נעימה מאוד, ונראה אור בעזרת השם, יהיה מתוק מדבש ונופת צופים, אז נא להישאר עמנו רבותיי. תודה רבה 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 שהאזנתם. שלום.